Then what you get in the 80s is Granada coming to this character and deciding to do something self-consciously canonical and definitive, and to, in a way, rescue Holmes from people who had jiggered with him in the past. Because this is the era of quality television, this is the era of Jewel in the Crown and Brideshead Revisited and those immaculate, faithful, expensive literary adaptations that prove the seriousness of television. And this is what you get with the Granada Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. I grew up in Manchester while it was being filmed. I can remember going down to the studio and before it was open to the public, trying to peer through the railings at Baker Street. They built this vast set there.
The new, and for many, permanent resident of 221B was Jeremy Brett.
Incidentally, I have glanced over your latest account of my work.
Oh, yes.
Honestly, I cannot congratulate you upon it. Detection is and ought to be an exact science. Observation, deduction, a cold, unemotional subject. You have attempted to tinge it with romanticism, which has much the same effect as if you'd worked a love story or an elopement into the fifth proposition of Euclid. Who can that?
The whole idea of the Granada series was to be as authentic as possible, though they even go as far as reproducing the Paget illustrations. And yet Jeremy Brett's performance is a very particular choice. He said himself that he got the kind of manic energy of Sherlock, but he never really captured the idea of the man who would sit for 2 days while his tobacco ash tumbled down his waistcoat, you know. It's a really mannered and rather Victorian performance.